to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Welcome back. Instead of treating the symptoms of your disease, whether it's a common cold or diabetes, why not go right to the source? According to our guests, the problem could lie in what you're eating. Dr. Jerry Paquette and Gloria Askew have combined their knowledge to create multiple books going over the health risks in some foods and the benefits of others. Today, they're here to discuss their newest book, Eat to Save Your Life. Welcome back, Dr. Paquette and Gloria Askew. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Thank you.
Hello. Yeah, thanks for coming back a second segment. It's interesting. I remember back in 1988, Dr. C. Everett Koop, the former Surgeon General of the United States, he said, diet-related diseases account for 68% of all deaths. Now, that's a profound statement, yet it never made it to Time magazine. You didn't see it on 2020 or 60 Minutes, didn't even mention it. Had the Surgeon General said 68% of all diseases could prevent the, you know, could be cured by the XY virus vaccine, you would have heard it on a global scale. Why do you think the healing powers of food is not mainstream media?
Gloria, do you want to take that?
No,
yeah,
go
Gloria.
Ahead. All right. Well, because it doesn't sell. What they want is what sells. Look at just recently on two major television shows here in Canada this last month, it was featuring 70% of students are depressed. And they were talking about bringing more mental health workers in. Duh. Mm-hmm. Like, why are we not talking about the food these people, kids are eating?
Yeah, I guess like you mentioned, I think it all comes down to the statement, follow the money.
Yes.
I think that, yeah, when you're looking at if they announced that the XY vaccine helped 68% of deaths, there's a lot of money to be made, and that's going to be the cover of Time magazine. If you say, hey, go to your produce section and you can cure cancer, heart disease, there's not a lot of sizzle cash wise in that announcement.
Exactly.
And you know what I love about the body most is its ability to heal itself if you just give it the building blocks. Share with us, Dr. Paquette, how, you know, the old saying, you are what you eat, how does that come into play? What is your belief in that?
Is Gloria to tell how she cured her own osteoporosis
by following
those principles. This is very exciting.
Perfect. Gloria.
Well, I went to my physician. I had a very good physician who understood that I didn't like to take medications if I didn't have to. But I had to have a prophylactic scan. I had to just know what's the baseline.
Right.
And so she did a bone scan, and I had osteoporosis, and it was very frightening to have that diagnosis. And so I said to her, I understand that the dangers here, so I'll go on the drug for a year if you'll do another scan, and then I'll research what builds bone, and if you'll give me another bone scan in the next year. And she agreed to that. And so we all know that the bone drugs do not build bone. They will stop bone from breaking down. And so what I did was that year I didn't lose any bone, but I didn't gain any bone. And so the next year I had already figured out what would build bone. And so I put all of the things together with the nutrients, the vitamin C with bioflavonoids from Acerola cherry to build up my collagen, fish oil for greater bone density. Calcium alone will not build bone. Calcium is a key bone nutrient, but only if it's synergistic with other minerals, magnesium, zinc, manganese, vitamin D3. And, of course, with magnesium is critical to convert the dietary vitamin D to active form. So that it, and then, of course, the other one is K2. Vitamin D is very, very necessary to help get calcium absorbed into the small intestine. And it also inhibits the inflammatory process. But it can't work without the K2. So it's critical that I put the two together. And then, of course, boron is very, very important, trace mineral. kind of is a coordinator in this process. And
so you,
then
so you did
zinc.
So you did the zinc, and you did this regimen, and then did you go and have another bone scan?
And you know what? I no longer had osteoporosis. And so 2 years later, I went for another scan, and I don't even have osteopenia. It's completely all gone. And I have helped about 100 people do the same thing since.
What did the doctor think? Because obviously you went back and said, all right, here's what you gave me. Here's my results. And look what I did. And look how great my results. What was his opinion?
Well, she was very sweet. And she said, that's nice. And so we'll see you again next year.
Wow. So she didn't say, write down your little recipe so I can give it to other patients?
No.
Ah.
I cured my own cystic breast disease, too, with vitamin E. And she didn't want to know about that either.
See, and you know that's why folks like you writing this book really help. I mean, your book's called Eat to Save Your Life, and you know there's no other better saying right there. I mean, it's been estimated that a healthy diet that includes just 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day could prevent 30% of all cancers, and that's just an astounding statistic. And it's Eat to Save Your Life. You know, you don't eat to satisfy hunger. That a donut will do that. you need to eat to save your life, and that's what's astounding. One thing that, you know, I interview hundreds of authors, and they all share North and South Pole differences of opinion, but one thing they seem to all agree on is inflammation is the cause of most disease. Doc, what's your opinion on inflammation?
Well, you're right. I mean, chronic inflammation or inflammatory response is prevalent in our society, and it's linked to so many different diseases, from asthma and I mean just onward. You got to get control of that inflammation, and medicine often doesn't. The tests just don't get to it. It's a real problem, and I think it's linked to our health, our lifestyle choices more than anything else. Gloria, what do you have to say about that?
Well, inflammation is now actually raising its head, and a lot of I ask patients to ask their physician for their CRP, their C-reactive protein, and their homocysteine levels, because it's so significant to address that.
Yeah, you know, the C-reactive protein.
I was doing a presentation last night to a group of seniors, elders in the community here, and we talked about inflammatory response disorders. And one of the things I said to them is diseases that end in itis, I-T-I-S, are inflammatory response diseases. Let's name them. And we went around the room for about, I don't know, 45 seconds naming diseases ending in itis, and they're all inflammatory response disorders.
There are so many of them, and thank you both for joining us today. For more information about the book, Eat to Save Your Life, visit eattosaveyourlife.com. Remember to sign up for the Whole Body Transformation Challenge for your chance to win prizes from our guests and sponsors to help you become healthier, slimmer, and feel great. This week, Bob Love and Chandra Harris will receive their choice of healthy lollies. You can visit them at 3lollies.com. We also want to thank Choose for Health International, who's giving Corey Kane a month's supply of their all-natural Good Night Sleep Aid in observance of Sleep Awareness Week, and our very own Kim Bernouin, who is giving Debbie Wiest a free copy of her Skinny Bitch Vegan Swap book. Sign up today for the Whole Body Transformation Challenge and for your chance to win health and wellness products at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Remember, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. And you can follow Dr. David Friedman on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. So don't go away. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.